Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. I don't even know what happened to hour number one. Haven't even touched the dipper yet. Just plowing our way through, and the clock keeps ticking, apparently. All right, let's go ahead and start. All right, let's just jump on in. Just jump on in where you can and hang on. So at the border, every poll that I can think of, good, bad, or otherwise, every poll that went towards the election cycle that polled the issues found that within the top two things, occasionally three, but with the top two things that people cared about the most, the border was included. Absolute control of our border was one of the things that people just said, this is driving me to the polls. It deals with things like national security. It deals with things like crime. It deals with things like the ability of people to feel secure in their own homes. It deals with the strain on public resources. I mean, listen, there are towns right now that have literally doubled in size and more with illegals flooding into those communities. We are not a nation that is opposed to immigration. We continue to have an open immigration policy. We do not just outright deny people the opportunity to apply for citizenship. There may be some gates and hoops to jump through. There may be some things we will vet them for. I get that, and you should. But the reality is this. We're still the country that is not closed off from the outside world, and yet you got to have borders. I know I'm preaching to the choir when I say this, but hey, I got saved while I was singing to the choir, so I say preach to the choir. Never hurts to hear it again. If you are not securing your own borders, do you really have national sovereignty at that point? Think about it. If you don't control your borders, what exactly do you have in terms of sovereign geographic territory? It's like there's a blurring of the lines at that point. If the next door nations can send who they want across or allow who they want across, and that peoples of foreign countries can just come in and go when they feel like it, then do you have borders? And if you don't have borders, is there a defined geographic space within which you can provide security to your own people? It's not an unreasonable set of questions. It's also really not unreasonable to expect an administration to actually work to secure the border. I mean, seeing how, you know, upholding and defending the Constitution of the United States of America is actually supposed to be what they're sworn in to do, right? We're looking at things that are happening right now across this country that people never thought they'd see. I mean, as I grew up all my life, the southern border has been the thing. People crossing the Rio Grande, you know, in derogatory terms for people who came across the river, and you know, there were going to be illegals that came here, and you know, it's funny how there's more people speaking Spanish along the Texas border on the Texas side than there are English sometimes. All those things happened. Now they happen throughout the entire country. Now they're everywhere. Now you have illegals that are straining every single resource of small towns and major cities. They're also straining, by the way, the patience of the people of this nation. And don't think for a second, and if you're out there, if you're one of the libs who listens to the show looking for ammunition, don't think for a second, it's just those with white privilege, you don't like it. No, listen, I got news. There's a reason why Trump grew with the Latin vote, all right? The Hispanic vote in this nation move towards Trump in numbers never seen before. Why? Because they're citizens. If they can vote, that means they're citizens, and they don't like it either. It's got nothing to do with, well, it's a racist thing. No, it's not. It's a national security thing. It's also something that prevents sweet young ladies like Lake and Riley from being murdered. In case you didn't hear, New York Post, Dateline yesterday, a judge in Athens, Georgia, found illegal immigrant Jose Ibarra guilty on all counts Wednesday in the brutal murder of nursing student Lakin Riley. You may recall, she was literally hunted down. Right at 2 years ago, I think, she was literally hunted down. Where the testimony that came out about how this guy, Jose Ibarra, an illegal alien from Venezuela, a member of Tren de Aragua, the gang that's known for its violence, that he literally put on black clothes and he went out looking for a victim. He didn't. There was no crime of passion. There was no consent that went bad. There was no they knew each other and so, you know, they got in an argument and something happened. There was nothing. There was no familiarity whatsoever. He went to a park. She was out for a jog. He stalked her. He caught her. He killed her. He raped her and killed her. And we have every belief that she fought back. He was just sentenced to two life sentences without the possibility of parole plus an additional 27 years. In other words, we'll never see him again. I hope not. But you look at this. 1819 News has a piece. U.S. Representative Dale Strong came out, really hard, slamming the Biden administration. Dateline yesterday, calling the Biden administration's allowance of a massive Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua again, to establish its presence here in the United States, called it a complete and total failure. There's an internal department intelligence memo for the DHS. By the way, how ironic it is that they actually do talk about this stuff behind closed doors, but then Mayorkas will go to say, we're secure, everything's secure. Well, we can see your memos, sir. How about this? An internal Department intelligence memo from DHS claimed that Tren de Aragua has now established a presence in Washington, D.C., Virginia, Montana, Wyoming, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Louisiana, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wisconsin. 16 states. 16 states now have Tren de Aragua noticeably present. Law enforcement is aware of them being there. Intelligence officials say the gang members across the border illegally. They've embedded themselves among the masses of millions that have been permitted to enter the country through the Mexican border under Biden's administration. This is Strong, Dale Strong talking. He says, 16 states flooded with this one gang. This is his appearance on Newsmax. He said, you think about it, this is what the administration participated in. We've got a flood of illegal aliens, north of 15 million perhaps. And you look at what has occurred there, and they're coming from 160 different countries. This is what you get, a total failure of the Biden-Harris administration, and the American people are paying for it. Listen, there was a new report that came out, and this is the kind of stuff that just, I mean, it just makes me mad. And also, it's also extremely upsetting when you think about it. There's a report that came out, I picked up it on Fox, came out yesterday. ICE just arrested three illegal immigrants in Massachusetts, and they charged two of them with raping children. One of them was already convicted of the same crime in Brazil, where he's from. Story on Fox, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, in Boston, announced on Wednesday of this week the arrests of two illegal immigrants who have been charged with forcibly raping children. That's children, plural. That's plural. That means there was not one victim. That means this is a plurality. As well as a third individual who was convicted of raping a child in Brazil, and they were hiding in the U.S. after being caught and released at the U.S. border. You got someone convicted of child rape who crossed our border and then was checked and allowed in anyway. If our government will not provide security, then what good are they to provide for the common defense, establish the general welfare? So, I mean, you look at it and you think, that's your job, y'all. I said one of the suspects was an illegal immigrant from Guatemala, arrested for the forcible rape of a child, was released in Great Barrington, Massachusetts by authorities who ignored a detainer request. You know why? Because they're a sanctuary state. Oh, let me remind you, by the way, that the governor of Massachusetts, the state where they just arrested three child rapists who were here illegally, the governor of Massachusetts just came out and said that she intended not to cooperate with the Trump administration when it came time to deport criminal illegal aliens. Really? Yes. Where's that article? It's somewhere down here in my stack. Hold still. I'm going to get it for you. Here it is. Democrat border for Democrat. No, that's the wrong one. That's Arizona. Because there's a whole bunch of them. Chicago, not that one either. Golly, bum, I got so many in this stack. I mean, this stack of resources keeps on going. Massachusetts governor. Good Lord. There. Oh, Boston. Oh, by the way, Boston. That's the other thing, too. These guys were arrested in Boston. Boston's mayor, Michelle Wu, says she's going to fight the incoming Trump border czar. Just good luck with that. Just, by the way, good luck with that. In fact, I've got an audio clip. We're gonna play it here in a moment. How much time have I got? Well, we're about at the break right now, aren't we? I'm going to get this after the break. But I'll tell you this. Boston Herald reports that incoming border czar Tom Homan says he hopes that Boston Mayor Michelle Wu doesn't cross the line. He said she's not very smart. I'll give her that. He said our number one responsibility is to protect communities. That's exactly what we're going to do. Michelle Wu has responded to his comments by saying, they can say whatever they want about me, and our public safety record speaks for itself. Boston's the safest major city in America. Really? They just arrested three illegal alien child rapists in your city. The same state, by the way, the same city and the same state that are looking at resisting the Trump administration's efforts to rid us of these illegal criminals. Now, listen, there's a lot more to talk about with this, but there is hope on the horizon. Let's take a break right now. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you an audio clip from Steve Harrigan from Fox talking about Tren de Aragua as it spreads across the nation. It's something to know. Keep your head on a swivel, people, because they've let millions of people in, and there's a lot of them that are really bad folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I am talking about Alabama. My microphone stand is broke. I'm sitting here having to hold it in my hand right now. What'd you do? Well, I got up to walk out of the room for a second. I come back and did you just bootstrap my microphone?
I found it funny though. Did that as you're doing your intro.
I'm just moving the mic and it fell off in my hand. So I'll just stand here and hold it, I guess, for the time being. Hey, the bottom line is this: we're back on this topic of at the border. It's an epic mess. Like, not a little bit. It's an epic mess, and it's got so much left to be done to get it fixed. But the guy who's going to fix it, it appears to be Tom Homan, with Kristi Noem being the head of Department of Homeland Security and the guy kind of working for her, but as a special czar. In other words, he's going to have carte blanche to develop his own, you know, work rhythm, if you will. And he's going to be leading the charge, and he is leading the charge. And I'm going to play a clip from him momentarily, but let me do this first. Let's talk about Tren de Aragua for a minute. They are everywhere. This is the same gang who has most recently been found to have taken over whole apartment complexes in Colorado. I think it was Boulder, Colorado. And the Colorado governor tried to deny it, and the Boulder, Colorado mayor tried to kind of play it down. And there was one city councilwoman who was willing to say, no, I've got constituents, and they've got security camera video, and it's real. And then you see it, and you're like, holy crap. But Steve Harrigan from Fox News just did a piece on this. It's clip number 2, man. Give me a thumbs up when you're good. Clip 2. Let's go ahead. Just listen to this for a minute about Tren de Aragua and what we're dealing with because of our open border policies.
The Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, notorious for beheading or burying its enemies alive, has established a footprint in 16 U.S. states, according to a Homeland Security memo cited by the New York Post. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is warning that the gang is active in all of the state's major cities.
They shot an individual, a cartel member, 31 times, broad daylight, on video and posted it to social media.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says they've arrested hundreds of members of Tren de Aragua.
I declared Tren de Aragua as a foreign terrorist organization so that we would be able to muster every single law enforcement tool in the state of Texas to go after them and arrest them.
The gang formed a decade ago in a lawless prison in the Venezuelan state of Aragua. They began by extorting money from businesses and trafficking women and children. As thousands of Venezuelan migrants have flooded into Colombia, Peru, and Chile, gang members embedded with them, expanding operations from retail theft into the violent drug trade. After a security video showed heavily armed suspected gang members enter an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado this summer, concerns grew that similar violence in the U.S. would happen in a matter of time. The new administration is vowing President-elect Trump will take quick action.
Finding the criminal gangs, rapists, drug dealers, and monsters that have murdered our citizens and sending them home.
The gang continues to expand in the U.S. despite the Biden administration offering a $12 million reward for the arrest of its leaders. Brett?
Here's an idea. How about instead of offering a reward, you close the friggin' borders and just let them stop walking through the door? There's a great idea. But listen to the kind of things that people are having to put up with. And then on top of that, you got this. A piece from the Daily Signal. Daily Signal. Sitting before members of Congress on Capitol Hill, retired Border Patrol agent J.J. Carroll told lawmakers that the United States federal government is the world's largest child sex trafficking organization in modern history. That's a former Border Patrol agent. Now, that's tough words, and I realize he may be one guy with an opinion, but the reality is he's one guy with an opinion that was formed over years of experience. He has 24 years experience in the Border Patrol, retired as a deputy patrol agent in charge of the San Diego sector. He actually authored a book called Border Crisis. And listen, this is nuts. He said, I state with complete certainty that President Joe Biden, Vice President Harris, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas intentionally, strategically, and purposely weaponized illegal immigration and used it as a tool to fundamentally try to transform America. Inside this invasion, he said, is the unspoken evil of child trafficking, and more specifically, child sex trafficking has flourished. I tell you what, whoever the special counsel is we're talking about, one of the things they really need to investigate is what happened to all the kids. Do we know? Right now, we're being told that there are 300,000 plus unaccompanied minors who came into the United States that we don't even have track of anymore. We just released them to so-called family members and interested parties. I mean, I've even heard that a strip club was used as an address for them to receive kids in Florida. My God. But right now, there is plenty more work to be done. I got more on this. I'm mad. We're going to talk about it. Phil Williams at the border. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, Alabama, I mean it when I say it, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I am back into this dipper. So Tom Homan is the dude, right? Tom Homan is been tapped to be what is known as the border czar. And what I really appreciate the fact is, as Trump's announcing his cabinet, he didn't have to announce so-called czars. He didn't have to. But what he did by announcing Tom Homan was point out that he's not only appointing a DHS, which is expected, that's a cabinet position, but that he's putting special emphasis on the border. Tom Homan's job is nothing but the border. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, that guy's a pit bull. That guy is like, he is ready to get mad on somebody. Somebody somewhere is going to feel a little bit of Tom Homan's presence, if you know what I'm saying. And I think we're all going to be better off for it. Now, there's a great interview that Tom Homan did. Who's this with, by the way? Do you recall?
And here's the thing.
That's not what I wanted.
Sorry.
Who's the one that Tom Homan's interviewing with right here? It's on Fox, wasn't it?
Yes. Does not say the name of this reporter.
I'll get to it in a minute. But the reality is Tom Homan talks very clearly about not only what you should expect to have happen under the Trump administration with him being, you know, in that role, but also what some of these so-called sanctuary city, sanctuary state leaders should also expect. Now you can hit play.
So, brother, let's break down this because, you know, you see all these media experts saying that Abuela is going to be deported. I think you have two priorities, right? First, you got to get the criminal element, which everyone agrees with. And then number two, you go straight for those 8 million people that have been coming across the border under Joe Biden, right?
Yeah, we got three rails of business, Lawrence. First of all, we got to secure the border. We know how to do that. We've done it before. Second of all, we need to run this deportation operations. The president's been clear. We're going to, out of the gate, we're going to focus on public safety threats and national security threats first. And fugitives, those who cross the border legally, had great due process, at great taxpayer expense, were ordered removed by an immigration judge and didn't leave. They're also a priority. And third rail, we got to find over 300,000 children that were released into this country to so-called sponsors that the government can't find. We also got to find them children and try to save them.
So real quick, Tom, do you deputize the local, like state police, like Texas DPS wants to work with ICE? They want to work with the Border Patrol. Do they get deputized to help out with this crisis?
Yeah, we're going to fight with the 287G jail program, 287G task force programs, both law enforcement agencies that want to help. Since I've been announced, Lawrence, I've gotten thousands of soldiers that just recently left the military. They want to join forces. Police officers that retired want to join forces. But retired Border Patrol agents, retired ICE agents that want to come back. Retirements from Border Patrol, that paperwork is pulled back. There's a lot of excitement to do this job for the President of the United States.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second here before you go in, because I want to play the rest of his quote. But what you just heard, though, is what I believe we're seeing nationwide. I believe there's a sense of optimism, like excitement, really. Oh, God, someone's going to come in and actually take charge. Let me be a part of this. And so what you're hearing right now is Tom Homan himself saying the rank and file are out there going, we're in. We're in for this. I've got one article here in my stack that says that Border Patrol agents, are their morale is through the roof right now. In fact, let me just go to that real quick. Daily Signal. The Daily Signal has this piece that says, Dateline yesterday, 2 days ago, Border Patrol agents are ecstatic that immigration enforcement veteran Tom Homan will serve as the border czar. When you hear that the rank and file are fired up about their new boss, that tells you something. They said, we have somebody now that's come up within the ranks, said Manny Bayon, who is the National Border Patrol Council for the San Diego area. He's president of the council. He said he was an Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director before he wants to fix it. The National Border Patrol Council, the union for the Border Patrol agents, officially endorsed Trump, and Homan says he's going to work closely with them. And right now what we're hearing is they are fired up. All right, so let me do this. I want to go back to this clip we got with Tom Homan. So, JP, if you got that clip, just go ahead and hit play again.
Tom, I want to get your reaction to this story. Apparently, the roommate of the illegal immigrant accused of murdering Lincoln Riley testified yesterday that they took the humanitarian flight from New York City to Georgia before they killed Lincoln Riley. What's your reaction to that?
Look, he should have been arrested by ICE in New York City, but they're sanctuary city. He should never be in the country. Under President Trump, he wouldn't have been here. He would have been waiting in Mexico on the Remain in Mexico program. But here's what I want. For all those mayors and governors who said they're going to push back on ICE to do this operation, I want you to listen to that tape of that young lady fighting for her life, fighting for her breath. She did not want to die, and she fought hard. Listen to it. Just don't say, okay, another one died. No, I want you to listen to the struggles, because that happens across this country almost every day by an illegal alien. So I want those sanctuary city people out there saying they're going to push back on ICE. Listen to that and tell me. I just said President Trump wants to take public safety threats off the street. That's a priority. As elected mayor, elected governor, are you telling me that you don't want public safety threats out of your communities? That is your number one responsibility, to protect your community. So smarten up and work with us.
Tom, real quickly, what happens
to
mayor?
Go ahead and break it there.
Or local police department?
Let's go ahead and listen. Hit it there. What he just said was so on point. If you are a literal leader of a community, of a state, and you don't want to prioritize the safety of your own constituents, could you just please resign and get out of the way? Because the safety and well-being of your constituents is supposed to be your first priority. And he just put them on notice. He just put them on notice. I suspect that what you're going to wind up seeing is a Trump administration that will no longer play with sanctuaries. If they have the means of doing so, I think they will make life very difficult for sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. And oh, by the way, just so you know, they're doubling down. Really? How can they double down? Can't they read the room? No, apparently they cannot. I've got a piece here from Reuters. Dateline 1 week ago. Headline. Democratic governors create a group to resist Trump policies. What? The governors of Illinois and Colorado, there's two great states, Pritzker and the guy from Colorado who just denied Trinidad Aragua recently. The governors of Illinois and Colorado on Wednesday, 2 weeks ago, said they will co-chair a coalition of mostly Democratic leads. Mostly Democratic? I'd like to know which Republican state is supposedly joining up with them. I'm going to say that's probably none. With their governor's safeguarding democracy group, Democrats J.B. Pritzker of Illinois and Jared Polis of Colorado say that they pledge to resist conservative Trump policies on everything from immigration to environmental protections. So basically what they're saying is, we're going to make sure you can't get anything done. Oh, by the way, that also means sanctuary status. How about this? Arizona governor, this is the Daily Wire, by the way. Daily Wire, Dateline, yesterday. Democratic border state governor says she will buck Trump's plan for mass deportations. What? Katie Hobbs, who slid into that office without too much trouble, despite the fact that we were questioning the polls. Arizona Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs said on Monday she would, quote, not tolerate what she deems, quote, misguided policies when it comes to President-elect Donald Trump's plan for mass deportations. Hobbs' comments were in response to questions from ABC News about whether she would help the Trump administration carry out deportations of criminal illegal immigrants. Really? She said, what I will unequivocally say is, as governor, I will not tolerate efforts that are part of misguided policies that harm our communities. She's a border state. Did she not just see what happened in the elections in her state? Did she not just see that the state of Arizona overwhelmingly wanted to fix their own border, and she's the governor, and she's going to say that she is not going to help in what she deems misguided policies? Pray tell, what misguided policies are they? Because right next door to you, ma'am, in Texas, Governor Abbott, Fox News story, Dateline today. Governor Abbott is outlining Texas' massive offer to aid Trump's deportations. Fires back at the so-called resistance governors. What's that about? Well, Governor Abbott's had Operation Lone Star going now for 2 years, and they've made a dent. They've made a big dent in the ability of states to fight back. They've empowered states to recognize they can fight back. Governor Abbott's been, in my opinion, probably one of the shining examples of somebody who takes the safety of his citizens and their well-being to heart. But not only are they doing what they can to continue blocking and tackling, they just offered up a 1,400-acre plot in Starr County from Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham to the U.S. government to use as a new site for staging the deportations. Really? Yep. They're going to make it federal land so they can do what they need to do in that facility. And Trump is already saying he's very thankful and he's looking forward to working with them on this and see where it goes. Meanwhile, Chicago's mayor who can never read the room, Brandon Johnson, local news WTTW, Dateline 2 weeks ago, city officials will continue to shield all immigrants in Chicago from federal agents, regardless of whether they're citizens. Really? Just doesn't matter. Mayor Brandon Johnson, he says, we will not bend or break. Our values will remain strong and firm. We will face likely hurdles in our work over the next 4 years, but we will not be stopped. We will not go back. He basically says he could care less about illegal immigration and the crime that it brings. He could care less about the strain on his city's resources and the amount of money they're spending to house illegals. He could care less. How about this? I'll go one step further. Chicago's had that thing in place for a while, right? Los Angeles voted 2 days ago to become a sanctuary city. Like you're looking at it, you're Los Angeles. You're one of the border states. You're struggling already. You got feces in the street right now. I mean, the whole thing is a freaking mess. You got the highest homeless population in the nation, and yet Los Angeles City Council has nothing better to do except go together on Tuesday and approve a so-called sanctuary city ordinance that bars city resources from being used at all to assist in immigration enforcement. And city departments are barred from sharing information about people's legal status with federal authorities. So here's what's going to happen, I guarantee you. Every one of these cities and states benefits in some way from federal funding for one thing or another. How about this? I'm sorry, if you can't participate in abiding by the laws, enforcing the laws, and assisting with the law enforcement from the federal government, you may just have to think twice about whether you're going to be getting that check to help you build roads and bridges. Oh, really? Yes, and those things that you rely upon, like, I don't know, state education dollars, I don't know, we may have to make that. Wait, you can't do that. That's children. Didn't y'all try to do that with the Biden administration about transgenderism? You're going to withhold money for free and reduce lunches? We're not going to do that, I guarantee you. But I do know for a fact there are funds. You'd be amazed. There are funds that could likely be withheld. And when you begin to choke off the purse strings, I'm going to tell you right now, they'll start waking up. All right, I got a bunch of y'all texting in, and that is pretty much that dipper. I ran through a bunch of resources. I didn't even get to all of it. I got stuff here in my – but the bottom line is this. It's going to be a whole new day. Take me to a break there, JP. We'll do that. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.